You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, we'd like to continue our study the book of John.
请我们一起来读约翰福音，从第十二节我们要读到三十节，第八章十二节到三十节。
John 8:12-30.
这段圣经有很多的对话，对不对？
In this part of scripture, there's a lot of dialogues going on.
其实讲的事情非常之多。
And actually, they mention a lot of things in this passage.
有一句话我要请弟兄姊妹们注意，就是在三十节。
This one phrase I want you to really pay special attention. That's in the verse 30.
三十节这里说，耶稣说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。
As he spoke these things, many came to believe in him.
所以这篇信息记载在这里，可以说是耶稣一个讲道的记录。
So here we are seeing, this is really a record of Jesus preaching.
也可以说是一个成功的传福音的记录。
Maybe we can say that's a record of a very, very successful evangelical meeting.
但其实不是讲道。
But actually, this is not really, some preaching.
而更准确地说，它是一个答问。
To be exact, it's really a question and answer session.
所以虽然我在这里题目说是这个，我们今天讲的题目叫他是谁。
Although the topic here is, who is she?
Who is he? I'm sorry. 只是这许多问题中间的一个。
And, that is just one of the questions.
这篇信息的题目应该叫做一个成功的福音答问。
And actually, the exact topic should be a very successful, gospel question and answer.
所以若是我们今天要学会传福音，从这段福音，我们可以学会怎样跟人答问。
So if you really like to preach the gospel with this pattern, this is a good example to follow.
常常很多退休聚会、特别聚会的时候，都有一个时间安排弟兄姊妹们答问。
And a lot of times in the retreat, there are a special time set aside for question and answer.
也有传福音的时候，我们分出一段时间来答问。
And a lot of times in evangelical meetings, we have a special session for
Q&A. 那我们来看看这里几个问题是什么。
So let's really, look into the individual questions here.
从十二节开始，主耶稣做了一个开场白。
Starting from verse 12, Jesus, give a little introduction.
我这样讲是希望弟兄姊妹们想象今天是一个 question answer 的情形
so,
问答的情形。
I would like you to imagine that yourself in this kind of situation.
所以这里主耶稣讲的开场白是什么呢
So what's the introduction here?
他说我是世上的光世界的光。
He said, I am the light of this world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走
those,
必要得着生命的光。
Those who follow me shall not walk in the darkness and shall receive the light of life.
你说这句话有很多的内容在其中。
You see, this is really, is a very, very, have very, rich meaning in it.
因为在约翰福音一开始的时候，记载福音的约翰就说，有一个人，他不是仅仅是，他原来是为光做见证的。
Because in the very, very beginning of this gospel, it says there's someone that came is, bear witness for the light.
He 自己不是那个光。
He himself is not the light.
但是为了光做见证。
But because, but he came to bear witness for the light.
这个光是谁呢?
Now who is that light?
这个光就是道成肉身的那一位。
That's the one who is incarnated into a flesh.
就是在创世以前的那一位。
He is the one that was, that was in the very, very beginning.
现在耶稣自己说我就是世上的光。
And then now Jesus came along and said that I am the light of this world.
并且他说跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必要得着生命的光。
And whoever follows me will not walk in the darkness, but receive the light of the life.
主耶稣这篇信息是对黑暗里的人说话。
So this message is preaching to the people who are walking in darkness.
我们看见耶稣常常对黑暗里的百姓说话。
You see, Jesus a lot of times talking directly to the people who are in darkness.
他说坐在黑暗死荫里的百姓有大光发现要照着他们。
He said, those that dwell in the darkness, there shall be a great light shine upon them.
主耶稣再讲这句话的时候又有许多人跟随他。
And after he said that, a lot of people follow him.
也有许多人有各种问题。
And then a lot of people have all kinds of questions.
假如我们能够接受耶稣基督是真光，我们现在就可以得救了。
You see, If you receive Jesus as the true light, you are saved already.
因为我们活在黑暗里面，我们知道我们可怜的光景。
Because we were living in the darkness, and we knew what kind of situation we were.
我们是眼睛瞎的，不认识我们前面的道路。
We were blinded, and we know not what the road ahead of us.
并且我们在黑暗中间，黑暗不仅叫我们眼瞎，我们还落在罪恶里面。
And not only did the darkness make us blind, we also was trapped in sins.
不仅是外面许多犯罪的行为
，not only the outward sinful behavior，
因为罪的沾染，我们里面觉得非常的黑暗，暗洞洞，不知道往哪里去。
Because of the contamination of sin, that deep down inside was all pitch dark, and we don't know where we're going.
但是有些人他不看见自己可怜的光景，他反而来向主耶稣挑战。
But then there are some who does not see the situation of themselves, rather they want to challenge Jesus.
这些法利赛人就是这样，他们第一个对主耶稣的问题。
These Pharisees are the ones. The first of all, they have questions raised up.
这个问题是什么呢？
The very first question is.
他们怀疑耶稣所做见证的真实性。
First of all, they are doubting whether it's true or not about Jesus the witness.
凭什么我们要相信你说的话？
Now, why do we have to believe you?
所以他说，你为自己做见证，你的见证不真。
So they challenge. They say, well, you bear witness for yourself, so your witness is not true.
今天这个问题常常存在，很多人为自己做见证，所以他们的见证不真实。
Today, a lot of this same situation is present today because a lot of people bear witness for themselves and they're not true.
其实不一定要为自己做见证，为别人做见证常常也不需要真实。
You see, it's not even for yourself. A lot of times we bear witness for others, and that is not true.
你若是在一家百货公司卖香水
，If you want to, if you're selling a perfume in a department store.
不管你自己用不用那个香水，你一定要说那香水非常香，对不对
？It doesn't matter whether you use it yourself or not. You have to say, "Well, that's very, very good."
有一次我去买西装，买到后来他说这个衣服多好多好多好。
Once I went to try to get a suit, and the clerk was saying, "Oh, how wonderful!"
后来他给我这个，他后来那个卖衣服人给我打开一看，你看我自己就穿这个牌子。
And then he said, and then he opened up the jacket and said, "See, I'm wearing the same brand."
但是后来我想想，这也不能证明什么。
But then later on, like that, it said that really doesn't prove anything.
因为恐怕他公司发给他一人一件制服都要亮给顾客看。
Because probably that's the suit they receive from the company, and they have to wear it to sell it.
但是他们法利赛人对耶稣提的问题是很有道理。他说：“你为自己做见证，所以你的见证不真。
”But indeed, there's some credibility in this kind of a question. They say you bear witness for yourself, and that not necessarily is true.
若是每一个人都说我是世上的光，我们怎么知道真光在哪里呢？
Now, Everybody claimed that they are the light of the world. Now, who do we know? Who is the true light?
所以这是第一个问题。
So that's the first question.
主耶稣的回答怎么回答？
Now, how did Jesus answer him?
他说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的。
Jesus claimed, although I bear witness for myself, my witness is true.
因为，他说，因为什么？
Now, why?
这个回答我们会觉得非常稀奇。
And I believe that the answer is really will amaze us.
他说：“因为我知道我从哪里来，往哪里去，你们却不知道我从哪里来，往哪里去。”
He said, "I knew where I came from, and I know where I'm going, but you don't know where I come from and where I'm going."
主耶稣没有说：“你看，我是真光。”因为前面第八章上面我们就有一个例子，看见当他说话的时候，他们每一个人良心都受了责备。
You see, Jesus did not answer, say, "Well, I'm the true light." Now, look at the chapter 8, when I did certain thing, and everybody was so convicted inside.
他没有说，你看那些跟从我的人，他们生活表现就如何如何不同。
And Jesus did not claim, now, look at those people who follow me, and their life is so great, and they have such change, and so on and so on.
主耶稣给的答案是人人最最不能看得见的答案。
But rather, Jesus gave a very, very, obscure answer.
他说，你怎么知道我的见证是真的？
He said, how do I know that my testimony is true?
因为我知道我从哪里来，
because
你们却不知道。
Because I know where I came from, and you don't know.
弟兄姊妹们，这个两句话，从哪里来，往哪里去？
This phrase, like where you come from and where you're going,
恐怕是很多哲学家也搞不清楚的。
It's a dilemma even a lot of philosophers cannot really solve.
我听说在我们的主日学里出信主的有很多的问题。
And I was told that in our Chinese, in our, Sunday school class of the new believers, there's a lot of questions raised up.
我听说林老师很会问问题。
And I was told that our brother Lin can give ask wonderful questions.
这一类的问题，主耶稣自己讲的，几乎没有人能回答。
And this kind of question that presented to Jesus, this is some question that really nobody can answer.
主耶稣说：“我从哪里来，我知道。”
Because Jesus said, "Where I came from, I knew."
我到哪里去，我也知道。
And I know where I'm going.
你们不知道我从哪里来，也不知道我往哪里去。
You don't know where I come from, and you don't know where I'm going.
如果主耶稣的话不留情面。
If Jesus is trying to be harsh in his word,
他也要挑战。
And he can challenge back.
他说：“你知道你从哪里来吗？”
He can say, "Do you know where you come from?"
你知道你往哪里去吗？
And do you know where you're going?
我想这个两个问题一出就要发生大辩论。
And I believe if Jesus answered back like that, there are going to be great arguments going on.
但主耶稣把重点、把注意力放在他自己的身上。
But Jesus rather put the emphasis on himself.
我想这些法利赛人。的确不能回答他的问题。
Indeed, the Pharisees cannot answer his question.
主耶稣从哪里来？
Where did Jesus come from?
我们知道主耶稣从万有之上而来。
We know Jesus come from above all.
他从天上的天那里来。
He came from the heaven above heaven.
因为他是从神那里来。
Because he came from the God.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们一下碰见道成肉身的问题，童女怀孕生子就已经在那里不能解决了。
You see, when we come across a question about the virgin birth and Jesus become flesh, it blow our minds.
所以许多人一听说，我不能相信童女怀孕生子的事情。
So right away, people say, "Well, I can't believe that part."
但是如果我告诉你，不仅童女怀孕生子，在童女怀孕生子之前，耶稣已经存在。
But if I tell you, it's not just that there's a virgin birth. Way before that, Jesus already is and.You can't believe that either.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个小小的头脑真没办法明白。
You see, our mind is so limited. We cannot understand all that.
我们的有限叫我们不能接受无限的事情。
And we are in this limited realm. We cannot understand the things unlimited.
我们从哪里来？我们最多推测到父母亲、祖宗三代。
Where we come from, the most we can do is we trace back our family trees up to the great grandfather and mother.
还有人研究说，我虽然是某某省的人，我从来没有去过那个省份，但是我的祖籍在那里。
You see, you can say, well, although my birthplace is not a certain place, but I'm supposed to be from that certain province.
所以我们对于我们自己从哪里来并没有很深的答案。
So we really don't have a very, very definite answer about where we come from.
因为我们所了解我们从哪里来只是一个肉身的问题。
Because that is only concerning our physical being.
主耶稣讲说他从哪里来却不是光讲肉身的问题。
But when Jesus answered where he's come from, it's not just physical being.
而是他生命他的生命是神的生命。
But rather his life is the life of God.
恐怕叫神最最沮丧的一件事情或者 frustrated 的事情就是他没有办法把自己完全显给人看。
Maybe the most frustrating thing for Jesus is that he cannot fully show himself to people.
他里面是神完全丰富的生命藏在他的里面却给不出来不能叫人看见。
Because deep down inside that wonderful, rich, abundant life of God,he cannot really show fully to the people, to the human eye.
这还不是他里面仅仅有一种使命感的问题。
Not just the sense of commission inside.That bothers him.
而是他所要做的见证，除了父神跟他能够同样见证之外，没有第三个人知道。
But rather the witness he bear, only he and the Father would truly, truly understand. But nobody else can really understand.
那么主耶稣往哪里去呢？
Now where is Jesus going?
圣经里面告诉我们，约翰福音十三章主说，他知道离世归父的时候到了。
And John 13.Jesus said that he knew the time has come that he shall leave this world and go back to the Father.
所以他起来为门徒洗脚，大家记得这件事情。
So he get up and washed the disciples' feet.
他知道他从父神那里出来，还要回到父神那里去。
He knew too very well that he came from the Father and he shall go back to the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这个在人类历史上只有这一个人是能够确实说明他从哪里来。往哪里去?
So in human history, Jesus is the only one who knew exactly where he came from and where he's going.
我们也不知道我们往哪里去。我们也不是不知道。
We're not that we don't know where we're going.
我们知道坟墓里去，我们知道了。
We know we're going to go eventually to the graves.
但是到了坟墓就是终结。
But is that the end?
主耶稣却不是这样。
That seems to be the end of us, but Jesus is not like that.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们拿我们的生命和耶稣基督的生命相比的话。
So if we compare our lives with Jesus,
是不是差别太大？
Isn't this a great difference?
当主说我是世上光的时候，
When Jesus claimed that he's the light of the world,
若是我们看见我们自己生命跟耶稣不一样，
And then we see that our life is so different from Jesus.
而接受 有一个态度说愿意接受他的生命做我的生命。
Then if we have an attitude inside us saying, oh, we really want to receive that kind of life to be ours.
那主耶稣所说的话，跟随我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。就成就在我们身上了。
And so that the Jesus claimed that those who follow me will not be walking in the darkness, but rather receive the light of life. That thing will, that claim shall be fulfilled in us.
若是我们接受耶稣基督做我们的生命，
If we receive Jesus to be our life,
虽然我们没有法子说出我们从哪里来，
although we cannot really say, can't tell where we come from,
但是我们却知道我们要往哪里去。
But we do know where we're going.
因为主耶稣应许我们说，我所去的地方，我去为你们预备地方，我去叫你们也能去。
And because Jesus did claim that the place I went, I'm going, I will go first to prepare a place for you, and you shall go also.
何天泽弟兄写过一本书，
and Brother Timothy Ho wrote a book.
这本题目就是人从哪里来，
and the title is Where Does Man Come From.
我想这里还可以另外一题目叫人往哪里去，
and maybe there's another interesting topic is where mankind are going.
前一些日子我听见一位孙弟兄在传福音，他做了很多的海报，我也收到一张。
And there's a brother's son who is preaching gospel and sent out a lot of flyers, and I received one.
那里正是政治政那那个时候，正是政局非常混乱的时候。
That was a time when the political situation is in chaos at that time.
他的题目是中国人往哪里去？
So the topic he has at that time is where does the Chinese people go?
但弟兄姊妹们，若是我们没有耶稣基督，
But if we don't have Jesus.
我们就没有福音可传。
Then we do, there's no gospel.
因为说穿了，我们不知道从哪里来，也不知道往哪里去。
Because deep down, we don't know where we come from, and we don't know where we're going.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣的话实在是很准确。
So Jesus,
因为他说的话一点都没有多余的。
So Jesus' answer is very precise, and there's nothing more than the truth.
他说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证是真的。
He claimed that although I bear witness for myself, my witness is true.
这些日子 ，Linda。还有我的女儿，还有一些高中生，大概在很热闹的参加这个这里县里面举办的这个 mock trial 啊，审判法庭、实验法庭，我不晓得怎么叫什么中文翻译。
These days, some of the youngsters are very are involved in participating in the activities called mock trial.
这是很好的一个训练。
It's a very good training.
不仅让他们知道法律的程序。
Not only they will learn about the legal system.
并且让他们学习怎么样做见证。
And they learn how to give testimony, be a witness.
所以每一个人都要翻来覆去的，每个律师都要再三的问对方的这个见证人可不可以相信。
And all the lawyers trying every way to credit or discredit those witnesses.
主耶稣说我的见证是真的。
But Jesus said, my witnesses is true.
因为他在场。
Because he is there.
你们不知道我从哪里来，我却知道。
You don't know where I come from, but I do.
这一个最清楚的就是说我当时在那里。
And the strongest point is for a witness is when he's an eyewitness.
如果那个律师能够证明说当时你恐怕没有看见吧，不是目击者吧，你的见证就不算数了。
Now if the lawyer can prove that you really didn't really see it, then you can be discredited.
但主耶稣说我在那里。
But Jesus said, I was there.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是在那里。
So indeed, Jesus was there.
从万有之上而来，在创世之前他就存在。
From the very beginning, from the beginning of time, he was there.
所以在箴言书第八章里面说，创造天地的时候，他说他在那里，智慧在那里。
So in the book of Proverbs, it says in the very beginning when everything was created, the wisdom is there. He is there.
约伯记里面，当约伯跟神在那里辩论的时候
，In the book of Job, when the Job was arguing with God.
神就问约伯说：“我创造诸山的时候，你在哪里呢？”
And God asked Job, "When I created all heavens, all mountains and hills, where were you?"
他说：“这些受造之物被造的时候，你知道他们的构造情形吗？”
He said, "When all these things were created, do you know the structures of all the things?"
所以约伯就没有话说。
So Job just becomes speechless.
他说：“你所说的事太奇妙，是我所不知道的。”
Because Job answered, "Well, the things you're talking about is so wonderful, I don't understand."
所以弟兄姊妹们，这么伟大的一位耶稣，神自己来到地上的时候
，So this wonderful Jesus, God Himself, come down to this earth.
法利赛人竟然斗胆呐、啊！ 敢对他挑战，说你的见证不真。
And this Pharisee is there to challenge him, saying that your witness is not true.
耶稣说，我知道我说的是什么，你们不知道。
But Jesus said, I know what I'm talking about.
弟兄姊妹，若是你相信主耶稣这些话
，So if you believe in what Jesus said,
你相信他是从创世之前就来就有的。
You believe that he's there when in the beginning of time.
我希望你在这里问题停下来。
And I hope that this will be the end of the questioning.
你能够接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Then you can receive Jesus to become your savior.
但是若是还有问题。
But if you have more questions.
法利赛人又问了第三个问题。
Just like the Pharisees, they asked the second question.
他们说，主耶稣在那里说，你们律法上记住说两个人的见证是真的，对不对
？Because Jesus said in your law, you recorded the witness from the testimonies of two persons will become true.
不仅我为自己做见证
So not only I bear witness for myself
还有差我来的父也为我做见证
And my father who sent me also bear witness for me
我想主耶稣故意逗他们的
I believe Jesus is trying to tease them
这里特别提出来父神的问题
Because here he mentioned the question about the father
果然这些法利赛人立刻上当
Right away the Pharisees jump right into the trap
他说你的父在哪里
He said where's your father
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是也常常问见这样的挑战？
Now,
遇见这样的挑战
？Didn't we come across the challenges like that？
有人说，你的神在哪里呢
？And people will ask, "Where is your God？"
诗篇四十二篇里面作诗的人说，忍不住的对我说，你的神在哪里
？In Psalm 42, and it recorded, people are constantly ask me, "Where is your God？"
在约翰福音十四章里面。主耶稣的门徒也问他说：“求主把父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
In the same way, in John 14, Jesus' disciple also asked Jesus, "If you just showed us the Father, then we will believe it."
我们常常传福音，人家说：“你把神拿来给我们看，我们就相信。”你叫耶稣在这里出现，我就相信。
A lot of times when we try to preach the gospel, people will ask, "If you bring out a God that we can see, your God that we can see, we'll believe you."
主耶稣怎么说呢
？And how did Jesus answer?
主耶稣回答说：“你们若是认识我。”
And Jesus said, "If you know me,
也就认识我的父
then you'll know the Father.
因为你们不认识我
because you don't know me,
也不认识我的父
and then you don't know my Father.
弟兄姊妹，你想主耶稣的话到底回答他们没有
？Now, so did Jesus really give them an answer?
这些法利赛人听这些话能满足吗
？Is the Pharisee really can be satisfied with this kind of answer?
但是我想这两句话有很长的约翰福音给我们看见的历史。
But I do believe there's a long history behind these answers.
因为主耶稣一直在证明说他是奉父神所差遣的那一位。
Because all along Jesus trying to tell people he is the one that the Father sent forth.
有时候我觉得这里面是相当的不容易的一件事情。
And a lot of times I think this is so difficult.
耶稣怎么样能够证明他是奉父神所差遣
？How can Jesus prove that he is sent down by the Father?
其实这个问题不是第一次出现的问题，在约翰福音第五章里面我们已经讲过一次五重的见证。
And actually in John 5, we already talked about it. There's a fivefold of a testimony.
所以主耶稣在这里提醒他们， so, 你们要认识父，必须认识我。
So Jesus once again to remind them, if you want to know God, know the Father, you have to know me.
他们已经听见过父神曾经从天上有声音在约旦河那里为他做的见证。
Because these people all knew that there's a voice coming down from heaven when Jesus was baptizing the river Jordan.
说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
That voice says that this is my beloved son, that in him I'm well pleased.
但是若你不承认耶稣是神的儿子。
But if you don't recognize Jesus to be the Son of God,
你要在耶稣之外来寻求一位父神。
Now if you want to see God outside of Jesus,
不一定能找得到。
You might not find him.
更准确是一定不能找到。
And to be exact, you definitely will not find God.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Nobody shall go to the Father but through me.
但是弟兄姊妹，他跟法利赛人这些辩论有没有果效呢
？But all these arguments back and forth, is it really useful?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.